two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on in. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us on KSL News Radio this evening. Yes, much different story, I guess, in that Eastern Conference semifinals as Brooklyn blasted out to a 2-0 lead on the Milwaukee Bucks. And the Bucks, well, they've showed up a little bit better tonight. They're leading by 5 currently. But that's not where we're going to start things off here. Scott, it's game 2 tonight right across the street at Vivint Smart Home Arena.
What?
Yes, we're inside the building because it was so cold. We had a little cold front rolled through.
I know, it's going to be 49 tonight.
I'm wearing a flannel shirt. It's like my old Seattle days of return. I'm back in the grunge band. We are kicking off the show, though, with the Deseret News beat writer for the Utah Jazz. Sarah Todd on here with the on the program here with us. It is our 705 Cut.
The Cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Jazz taking on the Clippers tonight. Boy, after that game one that was so electrifying, I think everybody's looking forward to see what is going to be the story of game two. Sarah Todd joining us, as I mentioned. Sarah, game one, the 0-for-20 streak of shooting was the thing that got everybody's attention in the first half, and then Donovan Mitchell took over in the second. Charles Barkley said every game is an island in the playoffs. They take on their own personality. They do their own thing. What are we expecting in game two?
Well, I think that we can expect a couple of things that are different. I don't think the Jazz are going to miss, you know, 21 straight shots again in the first quarter. That's a bit of an anomaly. And I don't think that you can expect Kawhi to come out as flat. I mean, they had just played a game 7 coming in and playing in altitude a day later. And Kawhi is the kind of player where he's either laser focused and he's Terminator 2 and you can't stop him, or he runs out of gas, and we saw that he didn't really have the gas in the tank in game one. I think he's going to be well-rested and come out a lot different in game two.
So basically the Jazz are going to score more points, and Kawhi Leonard's going to score more points. So it's just going to be a higher-scoring game with the same result, right? Is that what we're saying here? So Mike Connolly is out. Did you have something you wanted to comment on that?
Whatever makes you happy.
Well, there's a lot of things that make me happy.
Just tell Scott the Jazz are going to win. That's all he cares about.
Mike Connolly, is this just a day to day thing, or is it? Do you have any insight into, you know, when he might be back, and can the Jazz win without him ultimately win this series?
I think that they can win this series. I think definitely it's going to be harder. What we saw in the first game was that a lot of guys really stepped it up. You saw pretty good defense out of Jordan Clarkson and Bojan Bogdanovic. This is not something that you can say through every game that the Jazz have played. Really, really good minutes from Derek Favors. And so you had a lot of people that were really stepping it up in the absence of Conley. If you can get Joe Ingles to play to a higher level and have all of those guys play like they did in game one, the Jazz can absolutely win this without Mike, but it's going to be harder. As far as Mike goes, I think that they want to be careful with him. And, I mean, just the nature of a hamstring injury is fickle already. And so I think that it really depends every day how he's feeling, and it could be different from one day to the next. And I think they are going day by day to just see how it goes.
We're talking with Sarah Todd, covers the Jazz for the Deseret News. NBA Sarah is her handle. I don't know how you – no one's tried to get that handle from you, offer you some dough for that handle yet on Twitter?
No, I own that everywhere. Look NBA that. Sarah, Gmail, NBA Sarah on Instagram, NBA Sarah on Twitter. That's my brand.
There
no
you go. Yeah, but listen, for a price, somebody could roll in some important Sarah.
There's definitely
somewhere.
A price.
Yeah, there's a price. There's always a price. As we get going on game two, what are you looking for in this game? I mean, Donovan going off for 45, you know, to get 32 of those in the second half. He said he wants to manipulate these games more. And obviously he did that in the second half. How does he do that now, knowing that this is exactly what the Clippers are going to be laser focused on is the Jazz superstar?
Yeah, I think first of all, just putting more pressure when he's on defense through the first part of the game is really going to help him out. Not only does that, you know, quiet the Clippers a little bit, but that gives him a little bit of edge, because if the Clippers are having to work hard on offense, then they, you know, they don't have the same amount of energy as they do on defense. And then the other way is, he did it really well in the second half. He just kind of has to get to it earlier, where he's reading the switches and reading the way that the defense is either going to blitz him or come to the side. And again, he did that really well in the second half. If he can kind of read the game a little bit earlier and exploit the way that the Clippers are guarding him, then, I mean, how are you going to stop him?
Blitzing is a football term,
oh, yeah.
By the way.
That's yes. A football deal. Yeah, Scott knows about blitzes. Yeah.
Yeah. Watch your backside on the blitz.
Yeah.
So the Jazz in the first round against Memphis had a really shocking first game loss. And, of course, this was a great come-from-behind victory. How do you think the Jazz respond after winning? You know, they respond well when they lose, but do you see this team having the same fire and intensity and purpose after a win, or are they a team that can kind of let down?
You know, I think that this is a very different Jazz team than what we've seen before. I mean, the attitude and maturity and just the skill set growth of Donovan Mitchell is at a different level. It has been all season than we've seen him ever before, and like I mentioned before, we've seen nearly every guy on the roster raise their intensity through the playoffs. I think that first game, there was a lot going on there. You had a Memphis team. They had absolutely nothing to lose, and they were riding the high of their life coming off of those two play-in wins. And I think that, you know, they're a little bit more calmed down, the Jazz are now, and I think that they really understand what it's going to take. I don't think that we're going to see too many letdowns from here on out. That's not to say that they're going to win every game. That's absolutely possible. But I don't think that we'll see sort of a defensive collapse for an entire quarter. Or, you know,
right.
Like we saw them, they shot horribly in that first quarter, missing so many shots in a row, couldn't buy a basket. And, you know, there wasn't a price for that one. But they weren't playing bad on defense. They were defending the ball well. I mean, they were missing so many shots, and they were only down, you know, 7 at the end of that quarter, 13 at the end of half, after shooting like 18% overall in the first quarter. That's really impressive. And so if they can stay engaged on the defensive end, no matter what's happening on offense, the averages are going to even out eventually.
Sarah Todd, the Deseret News, you can follow her byline there. Also, NBA Sarah across all of the things. She owns the brand, so don't mess with her. Now, listen, Sarah, the 18,000 fans are back in the building. Is the media ice cream machine working now?
It is not. It's not even in the room.
This is disappointing. This is huge disappointment. All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. Maybe that's something that comes back in the conference finals, maybe the NBA finals. Sarah, enjoy the game,
there we
and
go.
We'll be looking forward to your story as well. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Taking the break here. We'll come back. We got more to go on the program. Hey, Sam Farnsworth is going to walk in here into the studio before he goes across the street as well. So we'll take a break. KSL 5 Television's Sam Farnsworth. We'll be right back. More to go right here on KSL's Unravel and KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.